You're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, sir. 18 minutes after 11.
Yeah, I have a problem here with the government of Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ms. Motley went on the air on December and said that we will get the money, which is the 2015 and 2016 money that they owe us.
Who's us and who's we?
I'm paying my income tax return for me.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't get your 2016 and 2015 returns?
No, up to now.
I think I heard more than one person indicate that they haven't got theirs in truth.
Right. Motley get on the air and said, Motley get on the air in early December this year and said he can get it before Christmas. Right? But I wanted to know.
So you didn't get December yet?
I mean December this year and I mean December last year.
Right, could only be. Yes, understood.
That's right. And she said you can get it before Christmas. So I want to know if she can get it, if she mean that we can get it before Christmas this year.
But clearly she would want to mean that because you didn't get it for last Christmas.
But listen to me. I went to the people, the thing pack in town and checked my money. The last time I went there, the 16th of December, the people tell me my money approved. The checks approved, the two checks for me approved.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went up above nobody, where the bank up there is, you don't have to know the money ain't gone up there
yet.
And I was up there, I found about seven people up there. Right? Mm. And the people, the fellas gave them the ID card and came all the, within another half an hour, the gentleman come back with all the ID numbers, calling, saying they ain't seen nothing there for me yet.
Mm.
So I want to know if Ms. Motley meaning, if she mean this year, we can get it before Christmas this year. Right? Mm. Because it's all for the poor people.
Don't so you're 2015 and you're 2016 money.
Ain't right now.
Income,
right?
Yeah.
And it's unfair to us, right? Because she only makes herself look good. Because when she go up on the air so that we can get it before Christmas, and Christmas gone, you only see it.
Mm-hmm.
But that means them only making themselves look good.
So you got your 2017 and your 2018, but you didn't get your 2015 and 2016.
No, they might get.
Sorry?
You understand? That's the thing, and they tell you that they can get in before.
So you didn't get your 2017?
Right. I get that. You know, when the first man in power to give you, I didn't get your 2017 either. When the first man in power to give you that.
Give you what? Which year?
2017.
The 2017.
Right? And they tell you that you will get your 2016 and the 15 later down.
Yeah, they did say that. Mm-hmm.
Right? And we ain't get none. Up to now, we ain't get none.
16.
Right? And that's unfair. Right? I went to the people early up in the year. They tell me that they're checking from they're doing the 2015 and 16 now, but they are paying the people that who they ain't gonna pay out interest.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So soon for now they will get to us with that there.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, later down in December now, they're coming on in December now. I went to check on it and the lady tell me that all the checks for me is approved.
But yeah, you're not getting the money.
But still ain't getting the money. So at the approval, I figured that they could tell you, at the approval, your two checks approved, I should be able to go upstairs and get my two checks from upstart. Fill the account. Because I won't go out and run them up by the transport board.
Continually.
I won't run up there.
I will hope that you get something soon because when a promise is made, they should really follow through. So we call in then on Ms. Motley to ensure that those persons get their 2015 and 2016 funds. You said they were going to get it, and they're expecting it. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
A very good morning to you.
Good morning to you, too.
How are you?
I am well. Wishing you all the best for the new year.
Oh, thank you. And likewise, John, to yours.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, funny enough, that last conversation, but listen, now we're going to tie it in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a done deal with the going ahead of the demolition of the NAS building because they passed yesterday and saw scaffolding being erected and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
So we know it's going to come now. I have a different view on it and I aired my view about 2 days ago with St. Caprice.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, proceedings are ongoing right now.
Okay.
But at the same time, while that is done, you hear the gentleman just now?
Really? Yeah, his money from the NAS, from the income tax.
Which would be
the Barbados Revenue Authority.
Right. No. Another thing. On a day like today, over 2 odd years, the operating theater at the Queen's Hospital needs upgrading. Mm-hmm. And there was a piece of equipment they needed. This is in-house information. There's a piece of equipment that they needed to carry out certain procedures, certain operations that they couldn't do. And a friend of mine had to go to Miami.
To get sorted out?
To get sorted out. Mm-hmm. You see? But the priority is taking down the National Insurance Building.
So how did two get the same?
Huh?
How did two get the same?
Well, maybe it may not be warfare with lots of things, but how do you two get this in? How do you have, and within a matter of months, you make a decision to take down National Insurance Building, deforestation, to create a park.
Mm-hmm.
But over the years, you can't get the operating theater.
Also, in other words, okay, something. So I don't see where you're going, where the, where something as serious as a operating theater
exactly.
That requires a particular park for a sum
exactly.
of money,
yeah.
You would spend a sum of money to deconstruct an already erected building for the purposes of a park.
Park.
Okay.
So, you see, these are things that kind of baffle me, and I'm only speaking about me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how are you going to do all of that? And at the same time, you have roads that you and I are driving on, and I'm sure that sometimes you get a bit confused with the amount of potholes and the necessary things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
You have bridges that are collapsing. You know what?
So essentially what I gather from you is that this redevelopment of Bridgetown is merely cosmetic, whilst there are other health institutions that have requirements that are more urgent. That's what I'm gathering from you. Along
exactly.
with another legitimate point, that the road work, network, and such like are also in dire need of attention. And it appears as though they are not being dealt with enough time.
Exactly.
Okay.
So this is the kind of thing that you have to more or less be concerned with.
So the question, therefore, is the priorities. What then are the priorities?
Exactly.
If we have healthcare institutions. I'd say that there are two distinctly different elements. One is the procurement of equipment falling under the Ministry of Health, whereas the road side network falls under the
Major Transport and
MTW.
Works.
Yeah. Yeah, Transport and Works. And they added a new, another piece there that it has evaded me for now.
Okay.
But interesting discussion, interesting point you've raised. And
right.
And I must admit to, if you're not aware of, and like many of us who are in what we call non-government networks, for lack of a better word, we are not aware of the ongoing work. Sometimes the road work discussion might have started and they too are waiting on tenders or waiting on different things, and sometimes it looks as though they're not moving in a fast enough time span. And then with respect to the same one with the theater, maybe there needs to be a fixing of the entire room even before the piece has to come in or something. But there's no excuse, urgency to be put to matters that relate to healthcare. And I take your point on board fully.
But listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about now with the scenic road repairs, you've been hearing all the time, we don't have the money for that, we don't have the money for this, right? When I check at one of the depots, oh boy, things tight, boy, we can't get any roads done because we ain't got the money. So
I don't like that term, though, when terms like we don't have the money for something. Why are we borrowing then if, you know, isn't the money supposed to help cover the capital costs and all the other things that we claim are in need of some attention?
But the thing about it, have you been hearing that they don't have the money before? You've been hearing that?
I heard that recently, mouthed by two entities, and I just thought that the person did not articulate themselves properly.
Right.
I use that term when I'm speaking to a little child who lives in the house with me. And I tell him, and it isn't because the money is not there, but priorities. Isn't every time that a call is made or somebody's, you know, can we go to this particular eating restaurant? Can we do this? Can we do that? I don't always say yes. I said, no, I don't have the money.
Money.
And then
right.
sometimes
okay.
a question is asked, but, you know, what happens there? And, you know.
All right. going on to another point, though, is the insurance. Hearing people talk about insurance and the situations, yes, in mm-hmm. some instances or most instances.
Yes.
But I've known of instances where the lawyer was going around a circle mm-hmm. and the individual called the insurance. And some insurance are accommodating, would say, okay, come in and sit down. And they settled the claim before the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
In some instances.
Oh, so that should be good news for three or four callers prior. Who would have raised a matter? Now
okay,
he's considering
the situation here and discuss it and come to an agreement. Okay, well, we just settle for this and we just settle for that. Yes, okay, but and it was solved.
Mm.
You know,
that's good news. What I would say though, especially in scenarios where people's bodies are in need of, you know, like some people have to go through ongoing therapy, some people are unable to work or unable to even play a trade and run a business. That there should be a little bit more urgency on the part of the insurance entity to move in those scenarios.
It is how you deal with things and how you apply yourself. Once in the late 70s, I had some land to sell. All right. I ran about it. Land was sold, things put in place. The lawyer said to me, okay, we are still awaiting the funds to be transferred and get things so we could do the transfer, the taxes and stamp duties and this and that, deterring it. This is okay, no problem. 2 months passed, 3 months passed, I went back, same story. I tell myself, no, this isn't good enough.
You took things into your own hands, man.
Sorry?
You took things into your own hands.
Yeah, so I went to the other lawyer now on the other side. He says, tell me, you know, could you give me some information, sir, as regards to the transaction, the property, blah, 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 blah. He says, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And he took me inside and gave me, for about the time back then, a copy of the check he sent over to the lawyer, everything.
Mm-hmm.
I have it now in my possession. I'm going back to the lawyer and I said, tell me, you say to me it hasn't been settled. Oh, no, I haven't received anything as yet and it's going to take a little more time and blah, blah, blah. So I took out the information then and I placed it on his desk. I said, and when I placed it on his desk, I said, and I'm giving you 2 weeks to settle the matter.
Okay.
And a week time it was settled.
Okay. So sometimes you have to flex some muscle. I must admit, though, that there are many persons who are unable to do such. And the fact that you own land in, I'm not being prejudiced, but the fact that you own land in the 1970s meant or mean that you have a little, you're away with a couple things. You have capabilities that the average citizen may not have. And therefore, you are among the minority in jostling and jolting where necessary. Am I right in putting it that way?
Yeah. You have a little. I have a good understanding of certain things.
I must admit that sometimes can work in your advantage, but everyone doesn't fall into that category.
But that is true. But the thing about it is to just apply yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be indignant or anything of that sort. You just have to go about it in a sensible manner.
Okay.
I could tell of things that I got solved, you know, in a way just by asking a simple question.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it is. I'm gonna thank you so much for your call though. You've added some value, given an alternative perspective. Thank you so much. This is Dr. Brass Tacks. Dr. Brass Tacks, we have quite a bit of WhatsApps and quite a bit of calls. I'm gonna take the calls. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, sir.
How are you? And Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, and all the best to you and your family.
Yes, please. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
What are you really called about? I have been hearing people speaking of the demolition of, like, the fire service and so on. I even heard one caller was saying it should... He hoped that I wouldn't be in Kalmar Rock because the road narrow and they wouldn't be able to get in town in time and all the rest of it. But you remember they had a theater named the Plaza?
Yes. Heard about
it. You know where that was?
refresh my memory.
It was next door to the fire station, almost in the fire station yard. And it burned down.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Julianne burned down.
I thought that had another name.
Where?
The one next to the fire station.
That was the Plaza. That was the Plaza Theater, and that burned out. The Empire is the one at below.
Right. Is the Empire I'm thinking of when you said below the fire station.
Right.
I thought of that one, and I knew it was a plaza.
But the plaza was above. And that burned down. That almost in the fire station yard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Cape Shepherd burned down. Fogarty burned down.
Mm-hmm.
There's a building there where the Hyatt Hotel is expected to be erected. Travel agent was there and so on. And that burned down. I say that, ma'am, because the fire station was still in Bridgetown. You know, and I don't think, I can't say that it had made any great difference.
Mm-hmm.
Campus Strand Burn, these are places that is less than half a mile away from the fire service. Every day up Colorado, the same thing will happen.
Mm.
And it can put anywhere, in my opinion, on the outside of the city. Mm-hmm. It would make a great, great lot of difference. Bearing in mind the fires that were took place, and the fire station was still the same place. But as it stands, everybody want to make statements or be critical of change, or be resistant to change. You know, but I don't see anything wrong with the fire station moving, because it is neither here nor there. The buildings can still burn down, because they can still burn when they catch a fire, man. This is exactly what happened. You see, and I am probably bothered by the way people are treating the situation, as though the changes are not to be implemented. Now, I want to engage you, ma'am, with a matter or something that you are being considered in the position which you are presently sitting now as the moderator.
I'm being conveyed as the moderator?
Yes. Okay. You are the moderator.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe a moderator is between you and I.
You don't believe a moderator?
That a moderator is between you and I. I'm speaking to you now, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And you can react to what I am saying. I don't think that is moderating. If there was a second person, and you were the person, you are the moderator then.
Are you speaking of mediation, where between two people somebody mediates? Or are you speaking about the role of the moderator
of the moderator.
So have you given thought to the perspectives of different people, i.e. you calling to say, well, based on something that took place, this is my perspective, and then me as the moderator ask you,
yes,
can you see it from this other perspective, and bring that what we call the balance view or the other perspective? Isn't that what the role of the moderator is?
I believe so, but I think more concerns when there are two people.
You're conflating two things. I shared with you the whole point of the mediator.
Yes, yes.
Where you and I have some property, and you have erected your boundary lines on my space, where my legitimate space is, and I have a challenge with you, and I come outside and I carry on, and then you come outside and you carry on. And likewise, we cannot come to a conclusion. And therefore, you know, either the police is called in, and then the judge says, you know, this matter requires a mediator. This, we're not taking it as far as court and, you know, the long drawn out process.
I understand.
So that's between two people. That's what you are saying, a moderator.
That's what I'm saying, yes.
Right, but I'm saying in this instance where a person calls in on a program, the host, the moderator, the person who you're speaking to.
You use the correct word.
No. Let me finish. Those are different terms, but I'm saying the person who's performing moderating duties, you're saying that person is not performing the the legitimate role of a moderator because there's no other person or there's no secondary person on the panel. Okay. It's all right to have that perspective. I'm sure other people may not share your same view or may agree with you. That's quite okay.
But I say that to say no, ma'am, that there is a caller who calls sometimes twice. You know? And it would appear
In one day?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Glenn Murray called twice Sunday. You understand? And I am saying to you, ma'am, that I am now calling him the calling moderator.
So you're saying that he shouldn't call in twice, or?
No. I'm not saying that. I am saying.
Because ordinarily, though, we don't facilitate extra callers to call in. But Glenn Murray has a special scenario where Glenn Murray is a former moderator.
Yes,
and therefore, the producer may give him more blame than he may give somebody else.
But I'm saying, no, ma'am, we got another one. We got a calling moderator now. That is what I am affixing or attaching to him.
Okay, you're free to make your
station,
labels.
This is what your station put up with.
Okay.
If it was me, ma'am, I would only get one by that the cherry.
So you're comparing yourself with Mr. Glenn Murray?
I'm saying it in a broad spectrum where that another person cannot call twice or should not call twice.
You're totally disregarding Glenn's special circumstance, having been a previous...
Of course.
Oh, you're disregarding it. Okay.
But I believe that when you are in the position which you hold, it's a one-time thing. One person call, next person call. But one person shouldn't get two bites at the cherry. So I am saying that he has now become a call-in moderator.
Okay.
Because the station have made him that.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine with me based on your perspective. We have a couple of WhatsAppers who are I'm going to go to the phone lines because the phone lines are full right up to capacity. Dr. Brass Sacks.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am well. All the best to you. This sounds like a familiar voice.
That very much so. As you know that part.
Special New Year greetings to yourself and your family. All the best.
And likewise.
Yes, sir.
And to the whole of the VOV family and Barbados.
Okay, I received them on their behalf.
I called this morning because I was listening to your discussion on parks and open spaces.
Okay.
And sometimes I think that the journalists in country sometimes fail to recognize and fail to put certain facts. This is nothing new to Barbados. Under the previous government at the Heritage Center, there was a launch of parks and open spaces as an initiative. And I, as Minister of Housing and Lands and also responsible for RDC, had made it a focus to develop areas like Stroke Bay in St. Lucie, Arches Bay. I have focused on also developing Little Bay.
And you said Stroke Bay, S-T-R-O. How do you spell Stroke Bay?
S-T-R-O-U-D.
Okay.
Some people put an E.
Okay.
Right, Stroke Bay in St. Lucie, Arches Bay. Because people do not understand that as a tourism country, we have to be very careful how we allow the product to be still. And I have always said to the directors of rural that RDC is not only about building houses, repairing rules and building rules and things like that, that there's a the element in it that we have to focus on, and that's development. And that's why, even though I was heavily criticized, I didn't mind, because I felt that the only way it could have been appreciated was to pick a particular area. And the reason a lot of people say that I picked St. Lucie because it was the constituency I represented, that is not true. As you know, St. Lucie is...
So you didn't have a bias? I thought you chose St. Lucie because you were the representative there?
No, that was not the only reason.
Okay.
Because St. Lucie is the beginning of the national park. As it is the beginning of everything. And I'm glad that people have finally accepted St. Lucie as the beginning.
Okay.
And
down St. Lucie.
We are up.
Yes.
Everything flows down to Barbados. I hope you heard what I said. Everything flows down to Barbados.
I heard
right.
you.
And when you consider a parish that has water and treatment, you cannot ignore its economic value as it relates to parks and open spaces and the opportunities for people.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not just building parks and open spaces, but it's the economic activity that can be created. And what was interesting is that the focus that Rural was supposed to place on these areas
mm-hmm.
was that it was supposed to make it available for people who wanted to vend.
Who wanted to do vending. Okay, vending.
And we had a lot of people, and there are a lot of people who use cane lily and other indigenous products, that I felt that that would have opened up a good opportunity. Because a lot of people do not know, but these are areas that tourists traverse. And areas that tourists traverse, you have to ensure that you put the facilities in place
mm-hmm.
so that the locals could benefit from it.
Yes.
And a place like Stroke Bay is a good area for the simple reason there was another double purpose. One, it was close to North Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it was also an area to allow the youngsters from the Crapula area to remove themselves from the community
mm-hmm.
and the whole event
mm-hmm.
away from the society so that it wouldn't affect the people in terms of noise and so on. Archer's Bay, the history of that should have been well known to all Barbadians. And that is, back in the 70s, you used to get about 40, as many 70 buses going there for a picnic.
Wow.
And anyone who knows Archer's Bay, the void of the beach, because at one stage you could not get down to the beach. And Rural kindly put stairs so that you can access. And people will tell you that those stairs are now used as a source of exercise. The walking up and down.
Yeah.
And the tourists are happy because they can finally get to the beach down there, even though
mm-hmm.
the beach is not what you call a fantastic beach.
Yeah.
But I've always said that we have government agencies that could have corrected that.
Mm-hmm.
All you had to do is put in the bright water and allow the sand to flow in the right direction, and mm-hmm. that was the thing. But I'm saying all this to say that people must understand that if we are to solve the economic problem in this country, we cannot ignore vending. If we are to bring back manufacturing and agriculture in a big way, you cannot ignore vending.
Mm.
And you see, we were successful when we had hawkers.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, we tend to ignore
mm-hmm.
the things that have worked well for us. And we want to copy all the things that people want to put on us, like globalization, without recognizing that people do not create systems for us. They create systems for themselves. For a developing country and a small island developing country, we have to be very careful what we buy into, and we have to be very careful what we do not buy into. I am supportive of the park in Bridgetown, not
mm-hmm.
from the point of view only of hotels and whatever is coming, but
mm-hmm.
when you consider the number of people that work in Bridgetown, they must have some place at lunchtime.
That's right.
Different to go into the office and so on. But in the same breath, as I said that, I will not support the removal of the fire station.
Mm-hmm.
Building.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing clearly, I will not support the removal of the fire station building. I will support the removal of the vehicles and the personnel, etc. Because I think that that building has a lot of history and it has a lot of add-ons for tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can use that building, saying that it's the first fire station, to conduct tours.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not want for us to suffer the same fate that we suffered at Kensington Oval, where we went and destroyed it, then to listen to cricket and to hear the English bragging about how many tourists tore the Lord. Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes we are fortunate to have things and ignore the economic value that can be created. Like, I hear a lot of nonsense about removing Nelson because he was supporters of slavery and all of that and so on.
You call it nonsense.
Yes, it is nonsense because a country's history is its history. I
only responded to that. I shouldn't have. that's
no,
3 hours.
I understand what you mean, though.
But yeah. I do have a full board. I think I value your contribution for sure. You did share some Very interesting.
Just one last point on this one. Eh?
Okay.
Nansen is an economic value for people in Bridgetown. We can't ignore the value it is for the taxi men just because some people do not benefit from it. Mm-hmm. We cannot ignore the value it adds to our tourism product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to turn negatives into positives. And we have to stop personalizing things. Have a nice day.
So you gone already? Thank you no, so much. I we are going then to the lunchtime, to the 11:55. So I would have wanted another call to come in, but I want to respond to you. But I'm going to thank you so much for your contribution. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Hello?
Down to Brass Tacks.
Hello?
Hi, hello.
Good morning, ma'am. Good morning. How are you?
All the best to you. I am doing well, thanks.
I missed you for a while.
Oi.
I missed you for a while.
Oh.
The reason why I call,
mm-hmm.
we have a problem in our area.
Mm-hmm.
That is Honey's Bay Road,
mm-hmm.
where the canals run.
Mm.
And
yes.
it locked up because mm-hmm. it's just above below a school, above a school.
Yeah.
Which is that school I just put there recently. And it's full of rats, mosquitoes, and it blocked up with water.
It blocked up with water or garbage or both?
Water. Mm. And the grass from both sides of the canal
mm-hmm.
because it don't clean to regular.
Mm-hmm.
And the
Ministry of Health hasn't been.
We call mm-hmm. several times. We wrote them.
You call no, who? The polyclinic? The closest polyclinic?
No, we call the clinic. Polyclinic. We call the drainage unit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there was the cleaner there since the AgriFest last year.
Mm.
They came and they cut off the grass from the side, which mm-hmm. is from our polyclinic.
Yeah.
But it won't cleaning.
Yeah.
It is very, very bad. But the mosquito water is stitched. And I would like the authorities mm-hmm. to send a tractor to try to get it clean up. It gone from where the globe.
Tell me the specific area. The you're talking about the canal which runs from.
Okay, you know where the globe?
Yes, where the globe is.
From the globe.
Right up.
To the bridge road.
Okay, so we're passing the Solidarity House and going right up.
Right up.
So the call is for the Ministry of Health and all of the respective authorities to take a look at that canal on Hinesbury Road so as to bring some reprieve to the users of that space, those neighbors in that vicinity, and also the young people who are around there, because if you have vermin and rodents and those things. And also a call is for those persons who are putting garbage in that space. This is Down to Brass Tacks.